mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number three on this September 13th, 2004 edition. Any news item you want to talk about, any piece of government propaganda you want to decipher or dissect, any questions you have for myself or others, any comments, here's the toll-free number. We're going to go to calls quickly, so have your questions, your comments, your points ready. Then I want to just jump into this mass of news and information. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Among some of the things I want to talk about is this story from a couple of weeks ago that I never covered, and I was looking around in the stack, and I thought, man, I should have talked about that. This 500-plus-pound woman, first it was 450 pounds, then they said 600 pounds. I don't know, so we'll just round it to the middle and say 500-pound woman, who grew into her couch and for years, upwards of 6 years, defecated, urinated, everything, and just lived in this couch until her body grew into it, and then she died when surgeons tried to remove it. What does this have to do with the New World Order? Well, this is a perfect example of how decadent and disgusting this country's gotten, and the fact that people would bring her food and wouldn't get her help, and just where else? It sounds like something out of the ninth circle of hell or something. But that's also an analogy of how sick America's gotten. I mean, we're like somebody who's ignoring the elephant in the living room or the rotten stench. They had to wear gas masks, and when they went into the house, it was like just a methane laboratory by methane gas from all the effluent, the rotten beef carcass stink. The person's alive living in this. And this is our capacity to ignore things. I mean, what was wrong with this person's family? What's happened to this country? No, never in history have things like this happened. This is so hellish, I can't even believe it. That's the type of stuff I always forget to cover. I don't know if you know where I'm coming from, but let's go back to Jason in Kansas, and Jason wanted to plug. He started his own radio show. Yeah, sure, only on the Alex Jones Show. We let folks randomly call up and plug their other radio show, but what is it?
Well, Alex, I just wanted to reiterate what you were saying. We've walked away from Jesus Christ, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in. But the thing is to let people know, to call their congressman about this Social Security Totalization Agreement and ask for the CRS document about it. It's very informative. It's
eye-opening. And again, that's merging our Social Security with Mexico.
Correct. And I'll quit here real quickly. I've got a show. It's on Saturday evenings. It's on 5.745 megahertz. On WWRB, and basically it's you gave me a lot of inspiration to do this. You said, hey, start your own programs, and so I work two jobs, and I'm trying to do my part to fight the good fight. And it's called Lives in the Balance. It's an hour program, and I just love to hear from folks.
All right,
get some feedback. Thanks
for the call. You bet, my friend. We're gonna break here in a minute and come back with more calls. But right now, let's go to Cindy in Arizona. Cindy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, are you there?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I live in Cochise County, Arizona. And I guess America is like the couch now. You were just talking about the 600-pound woman. In Cochise County, we have feces out in the field, garbage all over the place. You can find big boxes of Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's food out there for the illegal aliens to eat before they get in the pickup vehicle. And I can drive in any direction for my house and see groups of illegal aliens 24/7. So the flood never ends. America has got to wake up. There are thousands of people coming through this border every day, and we can see them.
But you as a citizen are going to have a magnifying glass over your life.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I had to have surgery. I waited 3 years for my surgery, and now I have to, pay the balance of the bills. I'm an American citizen, of course. I can't get medical attention when I need it if I don't have insurance. If I was an illegal in that field, I would have been taken right to the hospital 3 years before for my surgery.
Oh, they admit that.
We're under a glass. But, Alex, the point is,
tell you what, stay there. I'll let you finish up with the break. We'll come back with more calls as well and a bunch of news. 1-800-259-9231. PresentPlanet.tv is the website. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, going back to Cindy in Arizona, then Richard, Roger, David, and many, many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. Go ahead, Cindy.
Yes, Alex. Border Patrol works very hard out here in Cochise County, but I believe that the true numbers are that they catch 2 in every 10. So 80% of the people crossing this border are making their way north. They're coming to your town. Every town, USA, they're coming to.
I believe the Border Patrol's number a year ago, until Bush told them to shut up, was 1 out of 10.
Very well could be, and it could be less than that, Alex. I don't think that our government will tell us the truth. We have politicians that just flat out don't care. Jim Colby is going to get voted back in again. Randy Graff lost against Jim Colby out here in Arizona for Congress, and Jim Colby just doesn't care. He wants to give them what he doesn't call amnesty, but we all know it's amnesty.
Yeah, the biggest amnesty ever pays to bring the illegals here for non-skilled and skilled to accelerate that. Bush says it's good, and he has this good little Republican who's all for it.
It's slave labor. We abolished slavery in this country, but apparently a lot of our politicians are against the abolishment of slavery.
Well, then Congressman Tom Tancredo wins by landslides in Colorado, and Bush comes out against him and tries to have him defeated. Thanks for the call.
That's right. God bless you.
Good to hear from you. No, it's amazing. Richard in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Richard Murphy. I go by the acronym, AKA Mad Dog Murph. And you're a veteran, aren't you, Alec?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I thought you were. Well, anyway, I have a website I'm trying to get out. It's www.maddogmurph.com.
You know, I kind of have a rule. I don't censor people, but I don't like folks to call in and give their full names, because sometimes somebody could be trying to get at somebody. They could call in, give their full name when it's not really them. And if you're going to just call in and plug your radio show or plug your website, I like folks to first talk about the topic, what it is that we're discussing.
Okay, the topic here is why veterans, disabled veterans, and handicappers can't get jobs.
Now, that is an important topic. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, we have a law here from the Congressional Federal Record. It's called 1630.6. And it's on my website, and it states that veterans, disabled veterans, and handicappers, there's no law that's supposed to be made against them to get them employment. Now, I've been blacklisted. I'm a whistleblower. And I've lost my wife, my house, family, friends, job, credit, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness for telling the truth. And, you know, 12% of the population in this country are veterans. Well, that's a huge voting block. And maybe somebody should make a call and say, you folks are needed. Because things going on here, it's where right is wrong and wrong is right. How can you send our boys and girls overseas and have them blown up and maimed and everything, and have them come home? VA says, yeah, we'll patch you up, we'll get you a job. Yet the only job they have looking forward to is temporary labor. They paid too much of a price for that. There's a blood covenant between we the people and the government to take care of these people that are doing this valuable service for us. Yet they make a mockery of it. These folks won't be able to get jobs. It's happened from everything from Grenada all the way till now. And
well, it's happened a lot longer than just Grenada, but thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
You bet, Richard. Look, there is not a covenant between the state to take care of the people. And I think we should take care of our veterans, especially those that are injured, those that are maimed, those that are casualties. But the government actively hates your guts and actively tests chemical and biologicals and radiologicals on you. It actively tests deadly vaccines on you. It told World War II and Korean War vets, in a contract, you will have your health care paid for and so will your children. They've publicly broken that and said, we're just not going to do it. They've used depleted uranium, despite the fact that their own guidelines say that it will maim and kill our troops, in Desert Storm 1, in Serbia, in Kosovo, in Afghanistan, and now in Gulf War II. And this time they've bombed the bases where our troops later move into. And they're sick again. And you're not going to get health care. You're going to be given Prozac and other drugs. You're going to be told you're mentally ill as you lose weight and go into a wheelchair and stop breathing and die. Just like you were hit with nerve gas because our government blew it up in the first Gulf War, you're not going to be given treatment for that. They can go test your dead body and find it all in your brain with holes all eaten in it, and they'll say, ah, so what? There was another two cases in the last couple months of different VAs around the country, people dying from maggots going into the nose and into the brain and eating them, eating their brains. First time that happened was, 2.5 years ago, the first time we knew of it, was in Kansas City. In the local paper, they had two maggot deaths where they just chain the old men down and the flies come in and there's people sneak in there to get photos of it and there's rats all over them. And I mean, what do you expect, folks? The corporations use you as cannon fodder. They don't want to pay a dime. And the administrators of the VA get money and bonuses for not paying out. And it's patriotic to not support the troops. You know, it's patriotic to say you support them, but then to really not support them. Supporting the troops means supporting the government, putting them into a meat grinder. And now with all the new national draft bills they've introduced and everything they've got set up for compulsory national service, more of us are going to get to enjoy this. And that's just the facts. So, you know, it's like the $90 million that got earmarked by the Environmental Protection Agency, I mean, the towers at Ground Zero in New York were made of asbestos, the insulation, thousands of tons of it, and they did breathe it. And 8 of the 14 dogs have now died of nasal and lung cancer since that happened. Dogs don't normally even get that. And they did the testing and admitted that it made everybody really sick, and it was really, really high levels of asbestos and other chemicals. And then Bush had the EPA block the $90 million that would have gone to firefighters and police. Then for a week, they held thousands of people on and off in Pier 57 during the convention, randomly arrested reporters, you name it, admittedly full of asbestos hanging out of the walls, and the cops just happily went in there and sat around with people inside cages and breathed that too. And you love it. You love being abused. You love being slaves. And I feel sorry for you. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. George Bush has been coming under increasing heat in the last 3 weeks, especially about his total lack of a service record there. Was it in the Guard in Alabama, I think it was. And I hope nobody swallows this little bit. I mean, I'm thinking if I was on Team Bush, I might have wished I was devious enough to do that little stunt last Thursday with 60 Minutes and Dan Rather stuck with egg on his face afterwards because that letter supposedly proving he wasn't there or something was a forgery. Because, you know, then I'm sure every conservative rest limp jaw and everybody is, you know, pointing out how ridiculous this was and an obvious blah, 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 as though that...
Well, yeah, I mean, if somebody's going to forge something, why forge something a year out of date? But look, we know he got a silver spoon job. We know he washed out and refused to take medical exams. We know he had the lowest score possible. We know all this happened. We know it was a silver spoon brigade full of other congressmen and other governors' sons. So they will red herring off into something else. But I think the whole Kerry thing, I mean, being, you know, riding his own medals and doing all that, that's a red herring, too. Why are we talking about a war 30-something years ago instead of what's happening now?
Yeah, well, even it was like a couple weeks back on McLaughlin, it was both sides of that, Mort Kondracki or whatever, and Pat Buchanan almost simultaneously popped up. What service record? And so he's getting more heat on this. And, of course, the simple fact is his pay stub, the stub records exist because he cashed the checks. Then the only reason his service record doesn't exist is because he wasn't there. He was out politicking. Alex?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Thanks for the call.
God bless.
Good points, Roger. Let's talk to David in New Jersey. David, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
Thank you for taking my call, and it's a pleasure to talk with you, and I wanted to thank you.
Let me just stop you for a second.
Yes, sir.
Nobody has to thank me for taking their call. Nobody has to tell me how great I am. I know with neocons, you got to kind of grovel to them to be able to talk. I'm honored that you called, so thank you for calling. Go ahead.
All righty. Well, let me thank the FBI agents that came forward then in the past. And they risked a lot, and they were courageous, and they are a great inspiration to a good many people. So let me start with that. Secondly, I wanted to reference your comment today and about the illegal immigrants coming across the border of Mexico, and as opposed to Ellis Island not being checked medically. And if I could, I'd like to quickly quote American Journal of Nursing, September issue, page 68, author Barbara A. Goldrick, Ph.D., the title is Emerging Infections. Secondary title is Tuberculosis, the second deadliest infectious disease worldwide. It goes on to mention, of those born in other countries, the majority were from Mexico. Also states, tuberculosis in foreign-born patients is often resistant to common anti-tuberculosis medications. Also, 2002 to 2003, 19 states reported increases in tuberculosis cases, with three, California, New York, and Texas, accounting for 42.4% of that total.
Yeah, New York, because it's mainly Russian and Chinese and others. And some of these TBs are drug immune. They're killing people. Thousands are in sanitariums locked up with this. And there's no checking when they come across the border or flying on airplanes.
All right. I appreciate your work, Alex. And I like that way you stay on target.
Well, David, I appreciate you. Anything else you want to add about these diseases?
No, sir, not at this time. Just everybody press on. Let's go.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with the news and more calls.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soak Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Let's get into the news. Here's a story out of the Associated Press in Little Rock, Arkansas. Audit recommends closer state monitoring of homeschoolers. And then it goes into admitting that they win all the spelling bees and have the highest test scores, but it's bad, and they need to watch them and control them, and they're probably cheating, they imply. State auditors recommended Friday that the state keep a tighter rein on homeschooled children. An audit report showed a sharp increase in homeschooled children from 572 in 1986 in Arkansas to more than 13,000 this year. It also showed that those homeschooled children who take standardized tests have higher scores than their counterparts in public schools. Yeah, you can't have the New Freedom Initiative for Forced Psychological Testing and Drugging if they're not in the grasp of these people. But legislative audit staff also note that nearly 3 out of 10 homeschoolers never take the exams. Yeah, you don't have to. Auditors recommended that the legislature require homeschooled parents to notify local districts when moving out of the district. Yeah, I've got to tell you where you're moving with your children. You've got to tell us. We're the state. Other recommendations include that legislators consider the need to maintain a database profiling each student's enrollment, grade level, and standardized test results. Act 40 of 1985 authorized parents, oh, how nice of you, or legal guardians, to homeschool their own children. The law required parents to notify local districts of their intent to homeschool and required students to achieve satisfactory score of standardized tests or be enrolled in a private school. Act 400 of the 97 changed many of the original law's requirements. It goes on and on. So, see, gotta stop them, like Bill Clinton said. I'm looking at an AP photo. A member of the audience pulls a demonstrator's hair as he forces her out of the auditorium where President Bush was addressing a crowd of supporters at Buyer's Choice in Colmar, Pennsylvania, last Thursday. And they're just savagely ripping this woman's hair, dragging her, and it's just a member of the audience. And I've seen this on TV. It's not even Secret Service or anybody. You have to sign a waiver that you support the president, give him your driver's license number to get in these, quote, town hall meetings or the vice president's meetings. And people will just physically assault you if you disrupt it. You know, and are they charged by cops for doing that? Oh, absolutely not. So just, and Democrats are starting to act the same way. I mean, this is disgusting. This photo really tells 1,000 words if you get a chance to go up to Infowars.com and look at it. Another article here out of the Belleville News Democrat, bumper stickers, GPS tracking keeps tabs on teens. The same group that pushed the national move towards putting How's My Driving stickers on now has a system where Motorola gives you a free i730 cellular phone with a GPS unit to track your children. Well, wait, if it's for your young people driving, why are they starting it for adults, too, and want to make it nationwide? Well, the state is our parent. This is out of Reuters. California sues Diebold for e-vote machines' false claims. California Attorney General Bill Lockyer said on Tuesday he would sue electronic voting machine maker Diebold, Inc. on charges it defrauded the state with false claims about its products, but they're doing nothing to have them removed. Secretary of State Kevin Shelley has said Diebold deceived California with aggressive marketing that led to the installation of touchscreen voting systems that were not tested or approved nationally or in California. Lockyer's office issued a statement noting he has the authority to intervene in and take over false claims cases involving vendors to the state. And yeah, and they could have done something. They're all involved in this. The Democrats helped author the legislation for $5 billion. Put these systems in nationwide. Russia says it can hit militants abroad, and they're going to work with NATO and work with Germany and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder has come out and said that they're going to merge their police systems with them. Also, Germany to deliver 2 submarines to Israel capable of carrying nuclear warheads, AFP reports. German Defense Minister Peter Strzok has finally given the green light for the delivery of 2 submarines to Israel, which are also capable of carrying nuclear warheads, the IRNA reported from Berlin. We are certainly prepared to help Israel in its acquisition, the minister said. They've already sold them, about 50 different subs. Thursday, in an interview with an economic daily, Handelsblatt. Berlin halted unexpectedly last November the delivery of 2 German-made Dolphin submarines to Israel, citing fears of the new arms race in the Mideast region. And Iran's threatening to nuke Israel. Israel's threatening to nuke Iran. Such a nice escalation. The Iranians have grabbed a bunch of Christian missionaries. It's just, it's all run by evil, folks. And we, the little people, get stomped on and abused in the process. Meanwhile, North Korea must reveal what happened in Ragangang. The huge mushroom cloud folks thought was a nuclear explosion, but our government says, no, it's not a nuclear explosion, don't worry. Of course, 4 years ago, North Korea launched a test dummy missile that hit Alaska. This was admitted in the foreign press, but never here in our media. And the U.S. says North Korean blast, probably not nuclear. There is so much more we're going to cover when we get back. And then more of your calls at 800-259-9231, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you recognize any of these names? Jungle Joe, Spike, Burma Queen, Cher Ami, or G.I. Joe? If you guess they're all American heroes, you guessed right. But these heroes don't belong to any crack military commando unit. These true American heroes are American homing pigeons. That's right, registered pedigreed American homing pigeons. Although the homing pigeon no longer delivers life-saving messages on the battlefield, they are engaged throughout the world as thoroughbreds in exciting racing contests that have become one of the fastest-growing sporting trends in the nation. Who races pigeons? Anybody and everybody. There's no age limit to the excitement of pigeon racing. All it takes to get involved with this great sport is to call the American Racing Pigeon Union, toll-free, 800-755-ARPU. That's 800-755-ARPU. The American Racing Pigeon Union has clubs in every state in the U.S. For a great family sport and fun in your own backyard, call the ARPU today. 800-755-ARPU or visit pigeon.org on the World Wide Web.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
All right, we'll go to your calls here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Let's get back into the news. Just to give you an idea of the police state, I see articles where a woman walks onto the D.C. subway or down into the gates with a piece of candy bar in her hand. They say, hey, you can't eat down here. She says, okay, pops it in her mouth, starts chewing, and the cop arrests her and says you were chewing aggressively. Or Mike Wallace with 60 Minutes says, hey, why are you harassing my limo driver? So they arrest him. You know, it's this attitude. This is out of Newsday in New York. Man arrested after leaving small tip. And it says a New York City man accused of leaving an inadequate tip at a restaurant was arrested, fingerprinted, and photographed for a mugshot. It says the tip was only for 10% of the bill. And the police say there's not even a law, but they're going ahead and charging him, and they came and arrested him. They said that the quote here was out of the Newsday article was that they were belligerent. And so there's your new freedom, folks. Just a wonderful type system that we're all now living under here in the United States. A 480-pound woman dies after 6 years on couch. And I didn't cover this a few weeks ago because I was in New York, but I did hear about it. Well, here is the article. A 480-pound Martin County woman has died after emergency workers tried to remove her from a couch where she had remained for about 6 years. And there's a photo of it. Laverne Grimes, 40, died Wednesday after a failed six-hour effort to dislodge her from a couch in her home Workers said the couch was filthy and Grimes was too large to get up from the couch to even use the bathroom. Everyone going inside the home had to wear protective gear. The stench was so powerful, they had to blast in fresh air. A preliminary autopsy of the 4-foot, 10-inch woman lists the cause of death as morbid obesity, but officials want to know more about the circumstances inside the home. Investigators say Grimes lived with a man named Herman Thomas, who says he tried to take care of her the best he could. He has told them he tried repeatedly to get her up, but simply couldn't. No charges have been filed, but officials are looking into negligence issues. And it says emergency workers had to remove sliding glass doors and lift the couch with Grimes still on it to a trailer behind a pickup because she was too big for the ambulance. Removing her from the couch would be too painful since her body was grafted to the fabric. After years of staying put, her skin had literally become one with the sofa and had to be surgically removed. She died at Martin Medical Memorial Hospital, still attached to the couch. Neighbors say they had no idea Grimes lived at the duplex, though they had seen Thomas and some children outside. That's the Associated Press. Got another article here, NBC5. She just sat there on the couch in giant piles of her own affluent, they just continued to collect their welfare and just feed her there. And that's, I thought about America. America is that poor woman on a giant rotten couch, denying how sick we are, denying how evil we've gotten, denying all the insanity around us, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse till the country literally dies. The elephant in the living room, no, not an elephant, but a rotting woman, grafted to a couch because people were living in denial because it happened incrementally. One day she was just stuck, couldn't get up anymore, and so, that's America, folks. That's a great analogy, disgusting analogy of what's happened to this country and what's happening to the world. TV reporter killed by U.S. fire during live Baghdad broadcast. London Telegraph, a television journalist, was shot dead as he made a live broadcast from Baghdad yesterday when United States helicopters fired on a crowd that had gathered around the burning wreckage of an American armored vehicle. And they go on to admit that all those there were killed and that the helicopter showed up an hour later. But it doesn't matter if you're standing around a burning vehicle as if those that attacked it wouldn't know to run off. Just go ahead and kill everybody, men, women, and children, standing around. Next time people are gathered around a crime scene, a shooting scene on a city street, maybe the police should just fly up with a gunship and bomb them. I don't think that's a good idea, but that's the policy over there. Caught stealing firewood, bulldoze your car. Don't have your papers in order at a checkpoint, take you to one of 32 camps to be tortured. Oh, my gosh. And it just goes on, more American reporters being killed. London Observer, in a shill story, Colin Powell in four letter, whatever that means, neocon crazies argument. And it gets into how Colin Powell was talking to the foreign minister, Jack Straw, and others, and said, man, the people running our government are crazy. They're insane. I'm not with the neocons. They're bad, and a bunch of expletives. And this was supposedly recorded. A furious argument has broken out over claims in a new book by BBC broadcaster James Naughty, that's his name. The U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell described neoconservatives in the Bush administration as bleeping crazies. He used the Dick Cheney word. During the buildup to war in Iraq, Powell's extraordinary outburst is alleged to have taken place during a telephone conversation with Foreign Secretary Jack Straw. The two become close friends during the intense negotiations in the summer of 2002 to build up an international coalition of intervention via the United Nations. The crazies are said to be Vice President Cheney, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and his deputy Paul Wolfowitz. That's what Ray McGovern, former top CIA advisor to Ronald Reagan, said they were called back in the 80s, was the crazies. But Powell says he's against the war. Then he comes out on the eve of the war. Oh, I'm for it. I was wrong. It's all staged. Another article here. Australia says text message warned of Jakarta bombing. As usual, they were warned. That's London Guardian. Another one here. Fire authorities to arrest residents who don't evacuate this side of Los Angeles. In the past, you were allowed to stay in your house and try to fight the fire, but now they say you're not allowed to. The point is, we were allowed to in the past. Why are things changing? Same thing in Florida now. You got to leave and let us tromp through your house and search your house and do an inventory and or 2 weeks after the hurricane leaves, you can't come back, or we'll arrest you, we'll taser you in front of your children. Here's another one, NATO, Russia to boost anti-terror cooperation. This is such a big report, because just from last week now, they're openly going to merge the two under the guise of fighting terrorism. It's just amazing. Let's go ahead and go back to the call. Cindy in California. Cindy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have learned so much by listening to you and watching your videos. I just wanted to say two comments. I listened to you on shortwave, and I was wondering if there's any other better station that you might be able to broadcast through so that more Americans can know the truth instead of the spoon-fed media that we get that's so much of a lie. And I also wanted to comment that I'm in banking, and so many illegal Mexicans come here. They get treated so much different than the average legal American.
Now,
where...
let me stop you. Let me just tell a brief story.
Okay.
I have a family friend who I've known since I was born. She manages the biggest apartment property in Austin for the biggest property management company in the nation. And not this Christmas, but the Christmas before last, she went to a big meeting in Dallas and was there with just a few hundred executives in this hall. And they were told, we have secretly been taken over by the federal government. One-third of our housing is government housing. We have been instructed that if there are 10 illegal aliens in a two-room apartment, to let them do it. But if a citizen, regardless of race, has somebody stay more than a week as a guest, you're to fine them or kick them out.
That's so wrong.
So that's one example. Now, I've stood at the bank, setting up a bank account. They want three forms of ID, sign a form, waiving my rights, all this. And I've watched illegals with no ID cashing their giant checks because they'll live into a house, paying no taxes, not doing anything, you know, and are able to undermine the economies. Why the globalists want this to happen is to lower the standard of living. So you work at a bank. Describe this process for us.
It's very irritating for me because one gentleman told me his driver's license was expired, that he got through the normal procedure because he had used a stolen Social Security number and it was found out. And so he had to use what's called the matricular card, which who knows how...
For $25, you can get one.
Yep.
And, again, the leader of the Senate in Colorado to prove this went and got four for himself. And so what does your bank manager tell you to go ahead and give them the account?
Yes, what a lot of them do is they'll come
in. Let me ask you, what would happen if I came in and said, oh, I stole Social Security numbers, and here's my little fake card, but my name is, say, Juan Gonzalez, and I'm a citizen. You wouldn't give it to me. But if your name is Drago Stryker or you know, Henry Gonzalez, I'm an illegal, you give it to me.
It's all being ignorant because it's all for their sales goals. They want to open as many accounts as they can. Who cares what ID they have, whether it's legal or not?
But why, if I'm a citizen, do I have to?
Because that's just what they make us do, and I don't think it's fair. I just cringe because they give the normal legal person such a runaround, but they make so many exceptions for those that are not legal. They'll say, oh, that's okay, go ahead and do it. I know them. Oh, that's okay. That'll work just fine. But they give the average person such a hard time, and it's like we all want to keep our jobs.
Hey, I had a family member I had to co-sign for on a bank account. I went to a bunch of different banks because they had two things on their credit report.
But the illegal immigrants get everything handed to them on a silver platter, and it's not right. It's allowing them to come here and be treated more special than the average American person. They get everything where we get run through such discretionary things. And just before we go, is there any way for the station to become stronger on shortwave?
Okay, you're in California, right?
Yes, and it's very poor here.
Yeah, WWCR is the strongest private shortwave antennas in the United States.
Okay.
Only thing stronger is Voice of America.
Okay.
What we need is AM and FM affiliates. If you're listening on shortwave, the internet, or satellite, and you don't have a local affiliate, call the local stations and tell them, go to GCNlive.com, look at all the satellites we have to offer, look at the quality broadcast we have to offer, ask them to pick up a few hours of the show at night or a few on the weekend. Just get them to take some of it and they normally end up carrying a lot of it.
I'm giving many people that come into the bank your web address for the Infowars.com.
Well, that's just amazing, and I want you to keep that up. But we do need more affiliates in California. I have one affiliate in California that covers half of L.A. and most of San Diego. It's in between the two.
And it's WWCR?
No, it's an AM station.
AM, okay.
And but that's it. Well, we have one more little station in Northern California. That's not true.
I'll do what I can. Thank you, Alex.
And thank you. By little, it's 100,000 watt FM. But those are really good in the local area, but don't go out that far. But it's a great affiliate. We have two in California, but I need more. And this show may sound radical, but half of New Yorkers believe, as I believe, about 9/11. I mean, it's pretty mainstream now, folks. Let's talk to Matt in Florida. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, you are the man.
How can I be the man if you're the man?
Well, we could share this country, can't we?
Sure can. What's on your mind?
Hey, it really gets me upset. I got a headache right now thinking about it. I give my girlfriend a headache. Her heart starts getting problems. You know, it's frustrating when the government just turns their head.
Well, they don't turn their head. They actively want to destroy America.
Oh, I know. I see it. I mean, I live in Naples, Florida, where it's the richest of the rich, and the corporate CEO pigs live here. And I used to be an electrician, and with the influx of the illegals, my wages have gone down and down, and now I am a second-class citizen. You know, my brother, he was a computer whiz 30 years. His job went overseas. He just recently found a job. His last one lasted, 6 weeks, because an Indian and some other country guy took his place for half the cost.
And they say the layoffs are going to get 7 times worse in the next 5 years in high tech alone. And Bush says that is good. Our number one export is jobs.
Well, you know, if they offshore every damn job, we're going to all lose our house to the bank. You know, these people got their heads up their butts.
Sir, thanks for the call. We can't, you know what, we have to, I understand it's painful to be losing your whole livelihood, but we just can't. We have a lot of children listening, and I'd ask people to always behave as if you're talking to tens of thousands of children, because you are. We have to be better than mainstream media. Okay, I understand your concern, though, Matt, and I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
The government wants to provide $36 million to armed Cuban dissidents. Did you hear about that?
No, but I think it's a good idea.
Well, what about the example of Germany in the 30s trying to get rid of smaller countries, governments in Austria and Czechoslovakia?
Well, I mean, our government actually put Fidel Castro in. That's admitted. They call him the Abraham Lincoln of the Caribbean, or of Latin America. Eisenhower said that, but they don't ever really intend to get rid of
Fidel. Is it legal? Is it legal to do that? Is that kind of overthrowing by arms and not by propaganda or civic groups? Is that legal, though, Alex?
Well, I'm telling you, it's a red herring, sir. They never intended to get Fidel out of Cuba. They put him in. It's all been a smokescreen.
Well, what's going to happen this year with that? You think it'll happen before the election?
No. I think Fidel Castro will be in office in 5 years.
Well, I don't like the procedure used. I don't like covert actions has to be.
No, it's very dangerous because they're using the same covert actions to overthrow this country.
You're right, and you can turn a technique around any one of these various techniques, and I think that's all we have really is adherence to the law. If we don't have that, what do we have, Alex?
Well, I mean, our own government's telling us China and Russia are now our friends.
Yeah,
they're telling the Pentagon that, but Cuba's bad. Thanks for the call.
All right, bye.
Bob in Rhode Island. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. What's going on, man?
We're on the radio, sir. Welcome.
How you doing? I'm a first-time listener. Tomorrow.
Welcome.
I'll be a second-time listener tomorrow, the next day a third-time listener, and so forth. I stumbled across your website doing some research at school, and that's how I found out about your show. And I was lucky enough that I had an affiliate in Rhode Island that carries your show. Now, the stuff that you had on your website, I've heard some some propaganda that our government had a role in what happened on September 11th. And could you just maybe tell me that, is there a difference whether Bush or Kerry gets in? And I also heard that, the election is already going to be staged and Bush is definitely getting in with these electronic voting things.
Number one, it doesn't matter. We're all focused on the presidential election when they're cousins and members of the same group and their policies are almost identical. And then we debate petty issues that really don't matter. The county, the city, the state is where the real power is at. The congressional elections are where the real power is at and where you can actually affect change. Let me try to answer your question when we get back, Bob. It's a great question. Thanks for the call. I'll try to answer it. But, yes, sir. Elements of the government were behind 9/11. And if you look at my website, it's almost all mainstream news. It's just the news that doesn't get the big nightly news attention. The average person misses. That's what we do. That's what we're all about. And it's all on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
We're basically being turned into unfeeling animals. Then the globalists can flip a switch and, oh, we care so much when they tell us what to care about. And the basis of what America is being dismantled. Now, the last caller brought up a whole bunch of points I could talk for hours about. But yes, sir, it's hard to believe. You don't want to believe it, but if you check out the facts, the official story around 9/11 is an impossibility, and the evidence is overwhelming of who carried out the attacks. I suggest, sir, you go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on and listen to the 45-minute interview we did with Stanley Hilton, the lawyer suing the government for involvement in 9/11. I suggest you go listen to that right now. Then you'll understand. I know we got loaded phone lines here. I don't know how much time we've got to take calls. Who's up next here? Jan or Jane? Jan in Missouri. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, you know, right now we only got two people that we're going to vote for president this year, and that's going to be Kerry or Bush. And what really gets me is anybody in this country that owns a gun that would vote for Kerry has got to be out of his mind, because Kerry is a gun grabber just like Kennedy. There's pictures of him that he was in March. He was went back to Washington, D.C., took a day out of his campaigning to do nothing but try to vote more gun laws through. We're going to end up like Australia and Canada, to where the only type of gun that you will be able to own is a single-shot rifle and a single-shot shotgun.
Well, I heard Bush this weekend go on the right of the Second Amendment. The problem is he won't arm the pilots. The problem is he said he would have signed the assault weapons ban if it got to his desk. And if Kerry gets elected, conservatives will wake up and the Second Amendment movement will grow again. Under Bush, it's been this creeping death. I'm not saying either one of them is good, sir.
No, but Kerry has already put his self in the position that you know where he's going to go. You know where he's going to go. He wants to reinstate the assault rifle ban. Clinton said if it got, or excuse me, Bush said if it got on his desk, he'd sign it. But he knew it wasn't going to get on his desk because you got some good Republican senators up there and representatives that aren't going to put that thing in again.
You got so-called good Republican senators that know that it's political suicide.
That's right. That's right. And the thing is, you know, besides arming the pilots, we need to get private citizens that do own guns to at least look at that aspect of the election and say, who's going to take my guns away from me? Is Bush going to take them away? No. Is Kerry? He will if he can.
All right, thanks for the call. It's a very good point. We're out of time for this broadcast. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. If shortwave doesn't come in good during the day for you, chances are it'll come in good at night, 3210, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Pacific, that's 7 to 10. And again, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central on 9475 or on your local AM or FM or at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can listen there as well. Listen, I've made 10 films. My 11th film is now out, American Dictators. It is 90 minutes long. It is 1995, documenting the staged election of 2004. My new video, you need to have it. Also, my two 9/11 films, if you haven't gotten them, they're must-sees. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror. The toll-free number to order and get my videos or books or any of the materials is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Your support is needed. I want to thank all those that have supported us, the listeners, the sponsors, the affiliates, the folks running the broadcast. God bless you all. And again, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Get out there and face down evil. Defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Take care.
Terrorism. Terror.